Blog Talk Radio.
You are not important because of how long you live. You are important because of how effective you live.
Definitely one time.
And most people are so concerned about growing old rather than being effective. The people who have impacted the world
children
didn't live long.
Children are the liar, yeah. Children are the liar. Children are the liar, yeah. Children are the liar.
Follow law so precise, yeah. Mashiach pay the price. We in here like lice, yeah. They ride our waves like bikes. Devil watches like yikes. We never do what he likes. And I'm watching all the demons, they sneaky. Yeah, they always coming at us like 3D. And I'm praying that the Ruah don't leave me. We bro and sis just like Dexter and Didi. The devil always tries his hardest to beat me. It'll never work like Stevie and Mimi. Y'all don't get it, reality TV. And if you don't, then I understand. Cause on the other hand, yeah, I barely watch TV. Meditating so the angels can reach me. Frequencies like a satellite TV. Discern the spirit so I analyze easy. Wickedness in the spiritual realm. They can try me, but it ain't gonna be easy. If it's beef, then I end them all easy. It's going down just like fringes.
Children are the liar. Children are the liar. Yeah, children are the liar. Children are the liar. Yeah, children are the liar. Children are the liar. Yeah, children are the liar. Children are the liar. Children are the liar.
Try to stop. This is what got John the Baptist blocked. This is what got Paul neck chopped. This is what introduced the Ruach. This is why Moses wrote every jot. This is my guaranteed heaven spot. This is the gospel of a Mashiach. Guaranteed none of this getting stopped. Sit still, clear your mind, praise Yah, meditate. See myself small like FaceTime. Seek his face and his peace. Renovate.
Tapped in.
Elevate for heaven's sake, no pun intended. Recommended, delegated, like a senate. Out of box, out box, like I sent it.
I feel the spirit.
Y'all bless me with the wisdom, so I spill it like a beverage. Meditate in the field, son of edges. Read his words like he texted. Not a Bible, but a weapon. We the army, why you stressing? Triple numbers manifesting. They don't know better, adolescent, that's the lesson.
Not finna play with y'all, bruh. The Mashiach specifically said, if thine eye be single, it shall be full of light. What do you think he was talking about? He said single. Eye. That is singular, not plural. But the world take it and say it is third eye, so we see it as wickedness. No, that's the gateway to the kingdom of heaven, bro. Focus on nothing. Praise the Most High until you feel his energy. Shalom.
Here's another statement I thought was interesting in the book of Ecclesiastes 3, verse 1. To everything, there is a season, and to every purpose, there's a time under heaven. In other words, if you are in heaven, it's eternal, there's no time. But when you come below heaven, you now have a purpose that hasn't fulfilled in time. That means you were born to do something, but you ain't got purpose.
All right, all right. Welcome, everybody.
Yeah.
Welcome, everybody.
Shalom.
Okay.
Shalom.
All right, hold on, brothers.
Okay,
Brother Sim. I'm going to introduce you. Hold on. All right, welcome everybody
brother.
To another episode of Waking Up Israel Radio Show. Today is it's going to be a little different show, a little brief show. I want to introduce everybody to a brother in Uganda, okay? Brother Dasin Salabawa. And he's going to introduce himself and tell you a little bit about Uganda. And what he represents there, and things that he got going on there, concerning the orphanages and the children, and that he take care. He also would hopefully leave information on how to contact him. All right. So I want brother to make sure he leave that information for everybody to know how to get in touch with them, and things like that, okay? All right, Brother Yasin?
Yeah, shalom, brother. Shalom, brother. This is Katabolo Yassin, the founder director of ESF Orphanage and Widows Uganda. Book I Village, when you go for me, you find me, Book I Village in the Fakria Parish. How are you doing, all my brothers, friends, and families, everything? Greetings to you all. It has been a sad moment to ESF Orphanage and Widows Uganda due that we have lost one of our family, a children. She was 4 years old, been boiled with water, hot water, forward. She was praying near hot water. Hot water was, I think that it was an accident, because last day when we found her, she was already burnt. And the cook was not in the kitchen, but we have boiled her. Praise be to the Most High that she is in the hands of the Most High. Praise be to the Most High. This is Katabara Yassin speaking. I'm the founder, director, everything. It's not moving as well, but we continue to play with you, brothers and sisters.
Okay.
For the Most High to provide.
Okay.
So I'm on, brother.
Okay, brother Yassin. Can you, let's do it like this. Can you start? How to reach you? Is there a social media platform that we can contact you? How can we contact you, brother Yassin?
When you need to contact your brother Sidney Katavarua, the founder of the Hit of ESF Orphanage and Widows Uganda, you can contact him via Katavarua Yassin on Facebook or via ESF Orphanage and Widows Uganda on the page.
On Facebook, okay.
Facebook and the page. Yassin Katavarua.
Okay, gotcha. All right.
When you need to contact me via an email, I use my father's name, Kosmenko Yassin Mohammed.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You're gonna have to spell that for us, brother.
Yeah. Come again.
You might have to spell that for us. Let's make it simple. On your Facebook account, Yassin Katabarua.
Yassin Katabarua. On the page, you can find me via Yassin for fans and Widows Uganda.
Okay, gotcha. All right.
So
tell us about the orphanage.
ESF Orphanage and Widows Uganda was founded on the year of 2015.
Okay.
ESF Orphanage was founded on 2015, and it's a place of loving children. It's in our home, and we believe that every children deserve the best possible start in the life. It enables them to fulfill their potential the Most High. Children develop quickly in the early years, and the children experience between birth and the age of 12 have a major impact on the future life changes. We have therefore happy to really grow as many unfitting lives of children as it is the other widows of an opportunity through which we can show love at ESF Orphanage and Widows to a secure, safe, and unhappy childhood. It is an important in the life of a child. We believe that good parenting and biblical expression provides a healthy foundation that the children need to make the best of their ability in order to live a purpose-driven life. That is how we call ESF Orphanage and Widows Uganda. That's their background, history.
Okay, brother. Yassin, Y-A-S-I-N, Kabbalah, Brother Bawa is K-A-T-A-B-A-L-W-A.
Yes, K-A-T-A-B-A-L-W-A. Yasin is Y-A-S-I-N.
Okay, gotcha, gotcha. All right, all right. All right, so.
And.
The children in the orphanage. These are children just in your area that you have in your orphanage, or are they from all around Uganda?
We have children at our place. We have 35 at our place and 15 in the poster. So we deal with children in the poster and the 35 in our place. And we do things around Uganda. We do not do it in Uganda on the Bujiri district only, but we do around the whole district of Uganda.
Okay. And you also help out the elderly as well, right?
We do help 15 elderly, and you remember where the other lady, which we bought a mattress, a bed, everything, because she was sleeping on the floor.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Well,
and we have a dream. And we have a dream of helping hundreds and hundreds of people in our country, because Judas, it's a lot of scarcity in Uganda. A lot of people are suffering a lot. They are suffering a lot, really. No one is caring. A lot of people are just thinking on their political things, not on the people who are living in Uganda.
Oh, I see. Okay, brother. You're doing an awesome job there, man. Would you look after those children? Just doing all that you can there. And the elderly and pretty much like anyone that's kind of in need, you try to do your best. And I guess you're saying that you're getting all stretched in but helping others that you would like for others to get in contact with you, see where they can help you out with. A few dollars can go pretty far there in Uganda. And any donations that people can give to you, the best way to get in touch with you is through Facebook. Am I right?
Yeah. They can contact me via Facebook or in my email, Kozimenko. Things are not moving well. The challenges we're facing as yourself and Katavalua as the founder, it is like food shortage, medication, and education bills plus treatment. I can say that it is the hardest thing we're moving through. But whenever someone has to donate, he or she can contact me via Katabaloya C on the Facebook or on WhatsApp.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, so tell us a little bit more about Uganda. Is it a place that a lot of tourists come there in Uganda?
Uganda is a beautiful country to live in, but it's a beautiful country to live in when you need to see mountains, rivers, because Lake Victoria, River Nile, forests also live in Uganda. But Uganda, but about the rights of peoples, during health matters, on the kids which lives on the street, no one cares. The politician always cares about their stomach. That is what I can say about Uganda. But about when you need to live in Uganda, when you need to see mountains, futures, about forests, lakes, everything, you can live in Uganda. It's so beautiful. And what I can also say about Uganda, it is so peaceful. No one can kill another one.
Okay, well, that's awesome.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
But about those kids which live on the street, no one cares. No one cares because every politician fears about he or she tomorrow.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm glad
that there's brothers like you that's doing the good work, man. Putting in the good work and doing what you can over there.
Shalom. What I can say to you, Brother Piwan, is that always I thank the Most High that you today is a Shabbat. I can say at first that happy Shabbat to you all, family of the Lady.
Yes.
We love you all. We love you all. We appreciate the love Brother Kiwan, he has been extending to us here. And what I can say that the challenges here, it is beyond. I pray that may the Most High touch on all people near Brother Kiwan, the family of Brother Kiwan, to join us and make a blessing. Because you have a dream. Our dream that we keep 35 children near us, that we have a dream of starting a school plus a home where that we can keep a lot of kids. Because me as Katabalua, I have lived on the street for a long time.
Okay.
And many things have happened to me, and I do not need that things which happened to me to happen on those mere kids, which do not know anything, because they are innocent. Yeah.
All right. Well, Yasin, we got to cut this call a little short. I'm calling long distance to you. So what we're going to do, we're going to say our goodbyes. And I think we did pretty good by leaving your information and how to get in touch with you and a little bit about what you're doing in Uganda. That was the things I wanted to do, but I am calling long distance, so we got to make it kind of short. I don't know how that bill would be, okay? So we're going to say our goodbyes.
What I can say for now is that the most thing I can say, thank you, Brother Kiwan.
Okay.
After that, when this to the people who are hearing me, that we are safe orphans and widows in Uganda, have a land, but need a home to live on. Because we do pay $100 per month, each month. But we believe that whenever we build an offer, we can help more and more kids as is expected. Due about the funding of food, if anyone has to donate, you can contact the Brother Kiwan, he will contact me, or you can contact me via Katabalua Yasin on Facebook.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Shabbat shalom, brother.
Shabbat shalom, brother. Blessing be upon you and your family. Shalom, brother.
Yes. All praise.
Shabbat shalom.
All right. I think I'm back on now. Oh, man, that hanging him up hung up the conference line. All right. Well, there you have it, folks. I wanted to introduce you to this brother. He's doing some great, great, good God-fearing work in Uganda. And, just to put him out there, I'm sure this is probably first of several times he's going to come on, but I really wanted to kind of put him out there and put his information out to get in touch with him for those who may be hearing the show and felt intrigued and want to know a little bit more about Uganda and the things he's doing in Uganda. And so I just kind of really wanted to put that out there, all right? That's what this show was about today. All right, so like I said, it was going to be a brief show, y'all. I don't know how that would be, my phone kind of calling his from the States. So I had to kind of make that phone call kind of short. And I imagine until I find out more on how to get past those charges and stuff, we might can have him on maybe Skype or something to that effect. I'm not sure. I'm not sure how we're going to work it out. But anyhow, I want to go ahead and leave with a song. And yeah, just a little short little show, man. That's what this is about. So I'm going to leave out with a song, everybody. And shalom, Shabbat shalom to all of you that tuned in. Peace out. Shalom.
Y'all the main ones I'm watching on my throne. Created everything, but I called you my own. That land I gave you, put my name on it, my home. Yeah, that's my home. Israel, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. I made a promise, can't nobody take it. I chose to put you above all the nations. Out of your graves, I chose to awaken. We made a covenant, don't you forsake it. Come get protected while they going crazy. Israel, my firstborn, my baby. Israel, my firstborn, my baby. I woke you up in your land of captivity. I do not change, I want you to remember me. Laws and commandments, I gave you the remedy. Go read the testimonies for your memory. I sent them prophets, but you wasn't hearing me. I come to you if you really come near to me. I heard your cry, now it's time to say it to me. I know what got you from all of your enemies. Who you know open the sea? Them waters are bitter, but I made it sweet. Case you ain't know how to swim, I'm your protector, so I made you walk on your feet. This a reminder you married to me. I just want you to be all I called you to be. They called you niggas, but I made you priests. I'm about to give you back everything. I'm sending plagues for you. I'm sending boils, drying up rivers. I leave them dead for you. To Pharaoh, let my people go. You heard what I said for you. Tell Pharaoh, let my people go. You heard what I said for you. For you. You only ever know. Y'all the main ones I'm watching on my throne. Created everything, but I called you my own. That land I gave you, put my name on it, my home. Yeah, that's my home. Israel. I'm the reason you in captivity. We made a covenant, you ain't remember me. You broke the covenant, I sent your enemies. Get out my land since you wasn't fearing me. I'm the reason they put you in chains. I'm the reason they switched up your name. I'm the reason why you in the hood. I'm the reason of all your pain. I'm sending flows, fast, daily. Think I don't lose you. Y'all my babies, gave my son. Must be crazy. Come out that system, come out of that lady. They got that military, it would not phase me. It would not move me, it would not graze me. Remember Egypt, I did all that for my people. You only ever know. Y'all the main ones I'm watching on my throne. Created everything, but I called you my own. That land I gave you, put my name on it, my home. Yeah, that's my home. You only ever know. Y'all the main ones I'm watching on my throne. Created everything, but I called you my own. That land I gave you, put my name on it, my home. Yeah, that's my home. Israel.